Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Stephen Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, partly cloudy, wind chill now 11 with a temperature of 25 degrees at 8:30 here on this Thursday morning. A former Trump administration staffer is planning to throw his hat into the ring for a Senate seat.
Fox News has learned via sources familiar with Alabama politics, former Senator and President Trump Attorney General Jeff Sessions is jumping into the race for his old Senate seat. The current occupant is Democrat Doug Jones, who is up for re-election next year. Sessions held that Senate seat for 20 years, from 1997 to 2017, before leaving to serve as the Trump administration's first attorney general. Sources familiar tell me Sessions has not spoken with President Trump or Majority Leader Mitch McConnell about his campaign plans. On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
At Wednesday's Sedgwick County Commission meeting, we learned the county is in sound financial shape.
The county has a AAA credit rating, and property tax revenues continue to grow, up to 3.9% for the 2019 budget and 4.5% for the 2020 budget. Moderate growth was noted in retail, motor vehicle taxes, and in investment income. While revenues are up, the demand for public safety needs has grown too. Lori and Showalter Airy, County Budget Director, explains where the biggest increase came from this quarter.
This was mainly in the Sheriff's Office and is due to the high number of new detention deputies that have been hired this year.
Along with those public safety system needs are more demands for the behavioral health system. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Another state has passed a measure paving the way for legalized sports gambling.
Voters in Colorado passed a ballot measure making it the 19th state to legalize sports gambling. The measure, which passed narrowly, allows the parent companies of Colorado's 33 casinos to offer on-site and online betting on professional and collegiate sports starting in May of next year. The proposal called for a 10% flat tax on net sports betting proceeds, estimating to bring in a total of about $11 million in the next financial year. Colorado joins five other states that have passed legal wagering this year as more states get in on sports betting following the Supreme Court's landmark decision to legalize sports wagering last year. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Monday is Veterans Day, a day steeped in symbolism and remembrance.
Symbolism has always been strong when honoring our veterans, even at the end of World War I when it was known as Remembrance Day following the signing of the armistice. Most of Western Europe was ravaged by the fighting. But John McCrae, a lieutenant colonel working as a brigade surgeon for an Allied artillery unit, wrote a poem about a cluster of red poppies that sprung up amid all of the carnage. It was published in the U.S. and in Europe. The response was overwhelming. Soon, the remembrance poppies spread and became a tradition around the world. You still may see people wearing poppies, which should be positioned on a person's right side. The red represents the blood of those who gave their lives. The black represents the mourning of those who lost loved ones. And the green leaf represents the future prosperity after the war destroyed so much. The leaf should also be positioned at 11 o'clock, representing the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, the time World War I formally ended. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An Arctic high-pressure system is going to be plunging southward today, and that will bring us very cold air for this time of year. Again, breezy here early on with a high 41 this afternoon. North winds will diminish throughout the day, but by tonight, a clear sky, our low 22, sunny and 51 Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
KNSS News, I'm now 8:36, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for Entertainment News, The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, a famed French actress, not in good health, hospitalized. Famed French actress Catherine Deneuve has suffered a mild stroke, according to her family. The actress suffered the stroke while filming her latest movie. In a statement released Wednesday, Deneuve's family said the 76-year-old actress suffered a very limited and therefore reversible stroke. Fortunately, she has no motor deficits, but must, of course, take some time to rest. She was hospitalized in Paris, where she had been filming an Emmanuel Berkow movie. Deneuve is best known for her performance in 1967's Belle de Jour. She was nominated for an Oscar in 1993 for her role in Indochine. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
If I remember when she was very popular, people were calling her the most attractive, the most beautiful woman in the world. And I didn't get it, but, you know.
The movie I associate with her is The Umbrellas of Cherbourg. Boy, she was beautiful in that. Oh, man. Yeah, so hope she gets back to better health. A new PSA is out. Appears to be the first public push, part of a joint social justice reform initiative between the National Football League and Roc Nation.
Jay-Z's Roc Nation, teaming up with Philadelphia Eagles safety Malcolm Jenkins and the Players Coalition, donating $1 million as part of a social media initiative launched on Wednesday called Hashtag Everyone's Child, seeking to bring attention to families who have lost children to social injustice.
Our son is everybody's son, their next-door neighbor. We need to do more to create change.
Angela Henry there in a PSA reflecting on losing her son DJ, a Pace University football player who was fatally shot by a police officer in 2010. This PSA comes after Jay-Z announced he would team up with the NFL regarding social justice reform this past offseason. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Singer George Michael is no longer with us, but he has new music coming out.
A previously unheard George Michael song has dropped ahead of Last Christmas, a film inspired by the singer's music. This Is How We Want You to Get High was recorded during Michael's final studio sessions and is the first original material from the artist in 7 years. Michael was found dead in 2016 on Christmas Day at the age of 53. The song will close the film Last Christmas, out Friday. It features three tracks from George's band Wham with Andrew Ridgely and 12 from his solo career. The film stars Game of Thrones' Emilia Clarke and Crazy Rich Asians' Henry Golding. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
More kiddos for Richard Gere.
In Pretty Woman, he had an offer for Julia Roberts' character.
I will pay you to be at my beck and call.
Now Richard Gere's the one who might be on 24-hour duty with baby number two with wife Alejandra Silva on the way, according to several reports. The 70-year-old Gere and his 36-year-old wife announcing the arrival of their son Alexander back in February, joining Gere's 19-year-old son and Silva's 6-year-old one from previous marriages. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All right, if George Michael can still be releasing music, I guess James Dean can still be making movies.
Even though he died in 1955 at the age of 24, James Dean will star in a new film.
I gotta know who I am. I gotta know what I'm like.
Dean, who became a cultural icon after starring the film East of Eden and Rebel Without a Cause, has been cast in the Vietnam-era action drama Finding Jack. The director will recreate what the filmmakers describe as a realistic version of Dean. According to The Hollywood Reporter, his performance will be constructed via a full-body CGI using actual footage and photos of Dean. Another actor will voice him. Finding Jack is based on the existence and abandonment of more than 10,000 military dogs at the end of the Vietnam War. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
More on an intimate moment at the Oscars that went viral.
It was the Oscar moment that sent Twitter into meltdown mode. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's performance of Shallow from A Star is Born at the 91st Academy Awards on ABC had folks believing they were head over heels for each other. Gaga revealing to Oprah Winfrey in an interview for Elle magazine it was all orchestrated, saying we wanted people to believe that we were in love. She calls the press very silly, adding in truth, when we talked about it, we went, well, I guess we did a good job. Their duet sparking speculation of a relationship for months, but Gaga says there was not a hint of real life romance. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Imagine that. A legendary band's movie showing up on the big screen.
If you're a Lynyrd Skynyrd fan, you might want to check with your local movie theater to see if you'll be able to catch a one-night-only event tonight as the band premieres their concert movie, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Last of the Street Survivors Farewell Tour. Sweet home,
we wanted to go out with our boots on, you know, and not just one day be playing and go, okay, well, that's it.
Singer Johnny Van Zandt on Fox and Friends this week explaining why the band decided to do the farewell tour, which wraps up this month. The movie documents the band's hometown show from their farewell tour date last year in Jacksonville, Florida, which guitarist Ricky Medlock says was a jaw-dropping experience.
We walked out and there was over 50,000, and as I stood there looking at it, I was like, oh my God, this is awesome.
You can go to Fathom Events website for locations and times to rock out Skynyrd style in a theater near you. Laura Engel, Fox News.
60 years ago on this day, actor Victor McLaughlin passed away. Of course, the guy
I probably best
know him as the John Wayne's, rival in The Quiet Man.
Squire Danaher.
Squire Will Danaher.
Danaher,
yeah. He got nominated for Best Actor that year. Best Supporting Actor that year.
He worked with John Ford and John Wayne.
He and John Wayne did 7 movies together.
7. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then his son became a director.
A lot of people in his family were in the business. He got nominated for The Quiet Man for Best Supporting Actor, lost to Anthony Quinn in Viva Zapata that year. And what you may not know about him, he won the Oscar for Best Actor back in the 30s
for
a movie called The Informer. He already had an Oscar as Best Actor.
Wow.
Yeah, which
I don't know that movie. I don't know that movie.
I'm not familiar with that movie. No. But I think we mostly know Victor McLaughlin for 4 movies he made in a row with Wayne. Fort Apache, She Wore a Yellow Ribbon, Rio Grande, and The Quiet Man. All between 1948 and 1952, all in a row.
Pretty good films.
And he was good in those
movies.
He
was really good, yeah.
Yeah, he passed away 60 years ago on this day of a heart attack. Another thing, when I was looking up, he built his own stadium in Los Angeles, right after he won the Best Oscar, Best Actor Oscar. And it was a stadium that was used for polo and JUCO football games and soccer. And,
that's
a guy that built his own stadium, Victor McLaughlin. All right, let's check in. Let's finish up with the late night crew. Let's check in late night with Seth Meyers, NBC.
Authorities in Florida are looking for thieves who stole a 300-pound Bigfoot statue. Unfortunately, the only photo they got was blurry.
The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, NBC.
The 2020 election is less than a year away, so 1 year from today, either Democrats or Republicans will claim that they're moving to Canada, then just continue to go about their lives.
And we'll finish up with Lights Out with David Spade.
An art critic from the New York Times says that the Mona Lisa needs to be taken down. I'm guessing they went back and looked at her Twitter. Yeah.
Entertainment news in the blur brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. Hey, they've been serving customers in the Wichita area for more than 20 years. What have they been doing? Repairing appliances. So if your appliance is in trouble, give them a call.
You bet.
Call Terry, make an appointment. They do great work. 409-1525 is that phone number. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Boeing's boss shares some thoughts on the 737 crash. That's coming up. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal on the way with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.